Why'd you buy the most phallic-shaped microphones?
Because
I specifically asked for the most yonic-shaped microphones.
Yonic.
I want the microphone where this wind thing is folded, and the sound receiver is so deep within here that I gotta stick my tongue in here just to spread it out.
Why do we have phallic microphones? We should have yonic microphones.
Get in the yawn.
This weekend is about the women.
Like the way I speak.
It's a microphone. Do you think that's how Yanni got his name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, at Acropolis.
He said, let's call him Peeny. No. Fuck that. Yeah. This world, the patriarchy,
well, Greece is... They're,
all right, Yanni.
What is Yanni? What does he do? He's a singer, isn't he?
No, it's a composer.
Oh, he's a singer? Fuck off.
Come on,
he's
Sean.
Who's a saxophone player?
Well, that's Kenny G.
Yanni does kind of Kenny G.
That's
he should be Yanni. No,
there's a lot of music at the Epcot Center in Florida that plays. It's like futuristic music. That's by Yanni.
Yanni? All right. I thought Yanni was like... Like dude. Hippies meditating in the desert.
This week's theme song is going to be smash hit. Google search top number one song by Yanni.
Okay.
Theme song.
Theme song.
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Are we back?
Yeah.
I can tell when I'm gaining weight.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get personal out
here.
Yeah. Because my balls get more uncomfortable.
In your pants.
They get more uncomfortable
you
in your
feel
pants?
That?
Yep.
Okay.
Fluctuations in my weight.
Yes.
And also, I'm going to be... Let's get real.
All right. Chubby talk.
I feel like when I am getting a little... I'm always a big guy. But, you know, sometimes you gain a little
it
more.
Fluctuates.
Like, you're uncomfortably
fluctuates.
Heavy.
Yeah.
You got to get to comfortably heavy.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like my dick doesn't look as good. Like, straight up. If I gain too much weight, it's like,
We left him hanging out there.
It looks small. It looks,
optically, it's not looking
the
good.
The bigger you get, the smaller it appears.
It looks tiny regardless.
I was
ratio.
Told by someone who was in the medical field.
Yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
the heavier you get, the your dick starts going in. Like, it's like, it's covered by the
oh,
fat.
Oh, hypoteric
stuff.
They said
that there was someone who was so heavy.
Uh-huh.
That they needed like something to help them pee, and they asked for the female version of it because they couldn't, like, their dick was so small. They just had, like, it was in the fat. They just had to put like the cup.
Yeah. Because the organs are tight in the body, and then everything grows out around.
I am
it.
Definitely a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not active, it's sad. It looks like a squirrel
when
away
I've been,
acorns.
When I've been sticking good to my diet, when I've been eating clean. Train and mean, getting lean.
Yeah.
There's more flow down there. The river flows smoothly. A river runs through it, right through the middle. It's like everything is just breezy and loose. It's like a ballet is going down there.
Wow.
Yeah, when I gain weight, though, you know, pants fit a little bit tighter, and everything down there is like rubbing elbows, trying to fight for some room.
When I'm active and excited, then it's I look like pipe layer.
Wow!
I look
laying pipe.
I look like I'm midnight special.
Yeah,
these
but,
guys are so,
without that, it's bad.
I tested
so
it.
Fucking skinny. They don't. They have no
I know.
Idea what we're talking.
I really
about.
Have no base of. You know, I can't level with you on this.
Well, my weight fluctuates, so...
I tried it out this afternoon, and it was easy, breezy, and beautiful.
What,
it was like usual.
Okay, what out?
What'd you try
the
out?
Whole... the flow, you know.
I don't know. What'd you do?
I was banging this afternoon.
Oh! Okay.
And everything was... Everything just... Yeah, I know, right?
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, everything was like as normal.
Okay,
no matter what
say,
weight I am. I don't know.
When I'm banging sexually...
Yeah, yeah, sexually.
No.
I'm totally,
I was looking down. It was looking like it always looks.
Hey, when I'm naked, then it's like the Ark of the Covenant has been opened and the powers of God
melts.
Have been unleashed.
That's a
and
different
all,
story.
And all
okay.
men melt before you.
Sometimes
well,
when I bang, it's
not
criminally.
All men, but all
you look
men.
Like
streets.
A
yes.
criminal banger.
Hey, speaking of women, I want to just say real quick.
Fuck,
you know,
they've had it too good for too long. Let's get
no,
it.
No. In all seriousness,
you guys, you have
yesterday I saw all the marches throughout the country yesterday. And, you know, I thought I was honestly, it was a really proud moment, like to see a message on that scale was like really encouraging and incredible. But now that that's over and we let them get that out of their system, back to the boys, baby. Yep. Woo! Maybe 64 podcast.
Wow. We're feeling back. Sexy tonight.
So that's what tonight's, the theme of tonight is men.
You've been banging.
I know, sexy. Dude.
The
I'm theme all...
of tonight is men. And, you know, we have a, women have had the spotlight a little too long. So we're going to take it
They had it for at least 12 hours.
Tonight. Yeah. Exactly. Almost a full 24. Jesus.
Whoa.
So that's we got to get it back. All yeah. right.
You guys are wearing pink in support, though.
Men hit the street every day, but the news doesn't cover it.
Yeah. Why? Why don't? Why not? Why no? Woman's sky.
Why?
And I walk down the street every day, and the news doesn't cover that. Retweet that. Everyone, if you're a guy, tweet out. I don't. No one films me walking.
Have that be the exact quote.
No,
I don't, no one they films, don't, I don't.
I don't. Film they you. Don't. And no one films me walking. You know,
it could be right. a game that
it's right. not fair. What about men's rights?
You could do anything.
All right, enough of that hilarious
hey,
bullshit.
I agree. Enough of that. Can I say real fast because it's urgent?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone watching this live, and you know what? Fuck it. If you're at home watching this later, pre-orders are live right now for Mega 64 Experiment sweatshirts and a brand new shirt. Never before seen until right now. Brand new shirt.
Are we showing this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, show it off. Show it.
It's a simulated space shirt.
Fuck yeah.
You can pre-order it right now. We've never really done this for a new shirt that we've never shown before.
People were probably going like crazy at home thinking it's Black Friday.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's not.
It's just a regular January Sunday
Rainy
night.
Ass yes. Sunday. Yeah.
Rainy as ever.
So, yeah. And so we're trying pre-orders so people can get the sizes they want without it selling out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So go to shop.mega64.com and pre-order right now.
And let's pause and recognize how nice it is.
Yeah.
We've listened to the complaints.
Yeah.
And this is us trying to compensate everybody
out
there.
We're getting too big.
Yes.
We're getting too big because every time a shirt goes on sale, it sells out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so people are like,
this. I'm sorry, like what?
Like that. And people are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yo, you guys, Mondo? Get out of here.
I wanted to give you the monies. Shut up and take my monies.
Yeah.
Well, we listened to the emails. We read them all. We've heard the call. We fixed the problem.
Excuse me.
So no excuses now. Go pre-order it right now, and you're welcome.
There you go. Thank you, everybody.
Art by Jason Cryer and Andrew Douglas. It was a collab. Yes. So
they held each other's hands.
Damn, dude.
And they did it together. It's beautiful.
That worked well if like one was left-handed, one was right-handed. They could
I think that is the case.
That's sick.
They interlock pinky fingers, and then with each of their thumbs, they hold the pencil, and that's how they draw it.
Do you think one of them draws the picture like upside down? Like
I just told you how they did it.
Okay.
Moving on.
Hey, the biggest news. Let's talk about the biggest news of the day.
Yeah.
No more bullshit.
Yeah.
We were on YouTubers React once again. We came back. That's right.
What
the fuck?
Sorry, where did that come from?
What was that? Yeah, your finger slipped.
What the fuck
play the one where she gets so fucking happy, she fucking does a jig and is like, yeah!
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to figure out what's the joke, how far deep down does it go, all the levels? What are
we were just talking about. We were just talking about that. Anytime that we're on YouTubers React.
Yeah.
I will always get a tweet response that is someone going, I don't understand, is this a joke? And of course it's a joke, but how many layers does this joke go? And if so, which layer should I be laughing at? And if so, if I should be laughing, then at what point do I frown? Because this is an institution I do not agree with.
These guys listen to too much Alex Jones. This is conspiracy levels gone deep down the rabbit hole.
Hey,
listen to
I don't know how many times I have to fucking explain it.
Oh my God, you guess one more.
We are the original Power Rangers team, and the Fine Brothers are the Green Ranger. And we battled, and then guess what? Now this team is six members strong.
It's united and unstoppable.
Exactly. Right. And so that's what this is. And if you don't understand that, then you're the problem.
You shouldn't be doing battle with us.
We're throwing a bone to the Fine Brothers, okay?
Yeah, they needed the views.
They needed somebody who was actually entertaining to come on their show and react to stuff.
Wow.
Sorry to say it, but you can watch the episode for yourself. I dare you to say that we're not the best on there.
We are the kings.
We have the best reactions. We are the funniest people on the show.
Yep.
And they actually finally have some real contributions.
Yep.
Real reactions.
Can we take a step back just briefly.
Okay.
Rocco said that you guys are the original Rangers team.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are the Green Ranger.
Yes.
Oh, who is which color Ranger? If you could just go one by one.
Yeah, Rocco. Can I go first? Red Ranger.
It's a red-pilled question. It's a loaded question, Eric.
I'm Red Ranger.
Go ahead, Rocco.
Yeah, Rocco.
Go ahead. I want Rocco to give me my...
I already know Rocco, blue.
You? I know who I want to be.
Who?
Trini.
She's fucking dead.
Trini. I know, but I want to be, like, if I could be the Yellow Ranger.
Trini.
Jesus Christ.
It's Trini.
Go ahead, Rocco.
But you pronounced it. He answered
for me, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, Borat,
Samus. Well, guess what? Yeah, you know what? No, Blue, I stick with that because you know who's on the show the longest?
Glasses.
After all the other actors left? Blue.
Are you talking about the one who overstayed his welcome?
He was so fucking
No, you're talking about the one whose career never took off.
No, I'm talking about the one who then went on to make the Zeo powers when everyone needed them. He did.
Okay. Oh, that's the one he's talking about.
Glasses. They got glasses. You got too that makes deep. Sense.
Just say who. Oh,
I'm yellow. What about you?
I'll be the Black Ranger.
All right, cool.
You're pink.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm the pink.
All right.
No, Sean's Black Ranger. He knows. He does like the dance.
Pink
moves.
Means pussy.
And,
he's got
the Black Ranger lost his finger in a legendary finger bang story, much like
a literal finger bang.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He is missing a finger on one hand.
Did you notice that?
No.
Fireworks went off and he lost the finger.
Oh.
But that was kind of a finger bang.
That's a finger
what
bang.
What kind of fireworks was it? Baby, you're a fire!
It's a metaphor.
He made her explode.
Are you supposed to sing that song to people when you
I don't know, when you make them,
when you massage the groin? I don't know.
I've never
podcast
sang
question of the week.
I've never sang a song when I was doing that.
Oh, you should try
what?
It.
I was focused.
You
sing during the act?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have
how else are you gonna calm them down? You know,
sing during sex.
You know? This is a very high stress situation.
That's like spinning a plate and juggling it. That's like two things at once. I'm too focused.
There's some songs are better than others. You don't want to sing like a slow, sappy song.
No,
you
want to
sing something that's going to get the party started.
Rhythmic.
So, yeah, when you unzip and you enter sexual intercourse, that's when you hit them with.
Oh.
Party rock!
Oh shit!
Is in the house tonight.
That'd be a good one.
Boom, dude! Orgasms all over the place.
Maybe like,
but you have to. Your one window to come is.
I apologize, everybody.
If it's not in that little breakdown,
the climax,
you have lost.
Oh,
yeah.
I might go with like a G6, like a G6.
Because if you get caught in, stop. Hating is bad.
Yeah.
It's silent during that, and then you lose. You're going.
Awkward.
You can't just put the CD on. You got to sing it.
You got to sing it, dude.
Have to put the CD on. If you don't use the CD,
they
don't like it.
Well, they don't have LMFAO.
You do not like MP3s for backing vocals, but you know what?
Hating is bad.
If you want to learn about singing during sex, check out our YouTubers React video.
Yeah.
It just went up this week. It's brand new.
Yeah, check out. We got bread on in our faces.
It was a little bit sexual.
It was,
and we were the only ones who really called that out. Because again, we're the best, smartest,
we are the best,
funniest, most intelligent,
most
wisest.
Charming.
Yeah, most
warmest.
Charming,
warmest necks,
that's warmest.
Nice. That's right.
It's been a good week. This week was obviously an important one in history all around the world, but. More so here, Monday was Martin Luther King Day.
Mm.
A lot of people didn't know, were we going to stream anything? Was there anything? Are they just going to turn it off? But guess what? The stream continues. We have been streaming since a week ago.
Yep.
Now that's not as crazy of a thing because we got Mega 64 TV.
True.
But there was something unusual happening at any given point of this week.
Yeah.
I
want to say a big thank you to our friend Jordan Jones, who made this like 300 song MIDI playlist that we've been using all week. It's been great.
Oh, nice.
So nice of him to do that.
All kinds of
and who knew there was a temporary secretary MIDI?
I didn't know until I hit shuffle on that.
I didn't
playlist.
Know. So thank you.
All kinds of unusual moments happening. Some things can't be explained, but you know, maybe some of the highlights will go up on our archives channel. Not sure. We'll see.
There's some hidden meanings in some of the things I saw. I would tune in.
Where can they find the archives channel? If
real
people
scary
don't know?
Shit.
YouTube.com/Mega64Archives. That's our second YouTube channel.
Oh, I bet you didn't even know we had that.
Yeah, and so subscribe to that. That's where you're going to get, you know, our main channel. That's where you get our new videos, skits, whatever, and this podcast. But the archives channel is where you're going to get lots of hour-long and just bizarre kind of side things, you know, archival or recordings of stuff that's,
you know,
maybe by the wayside.
It's,
you know,
the obscure stuff. It's the B-side.
Exactly.
Our main channel's the A-side. Those are the one-hit wonders.
Yes.
The archives, those are the long takes.
Yes. Long form.
Long form.
Weekly content. You get the PPS goes up every week.
It's for the people who want to dive a little bit deeper. Yeah. They've consumed all the content we put out.
Yeah.
All the pleb content, no offense, if you like the main stuff. But if you want to ascend to true internet soldier, what would it be? Mastery of the ranks. If you want to be promoted within our group, check out the Archive channel.
If you
want to
know the obscure shit.
That's right.
Speaking of streaming some of the stuff, I just wanted to talk about it for a minute.
Yeah.
I streamed actually yesterday for quite a long time. A lot more of Final Fantasy 15. I had not gone back to that game.
Oh, wow.
Since near when it came out, because all this Christmas other stuff. It came out and then the holidays happened and I got games for Christmas and there was all.
It's crazy how the hype on that was so big, but I feel like I stopped hearing about it. It was nothing I couldn't avoid it.
I think reality set in on that game.
Okay.
I played a lot of it and it's, you know what? I've had a lot of fun. It's been fun playing it. I think as a game, if it was just some weird Japanese game that just came out and it wasn't called Final Fantasy, I think that you'd have a lot of like, wow, this is a charming, strange, very strange Japanese game. This is a lot of fun. If it was just called like the Crazy Road Trip, then it'd be a good game. As a Final Fantasy game, this game fails. This game, I know a lot of people who are playing this as their first Final Fantasy game, and that makes me very sad.
It's so different.
There is not even different. There is no semblance of a. I don't know how anyone signed off on that as a story. It is like fragments of thoughts. It's like an alien came down, and the first thing it saw when it made contact was someone playing a Final Fantasy game, and went, "I can make this." And just kind of like put images they saw. I mean, I'm playing through a part and it's like, yeah, let's go over here. Oh, no. You know what? This one reactor, it's just not working. Fade to black. Fade up. You're in a spacesuit fixing a reactor. Oh, wait, what? Where am I?
What the fuck?
That's great. Wait, I think there's a sea beast we need to fight. Fade to black, fade up. Where is this sea beast? It's just like dream thoughts or something.
I'm not there yet. Fine.
It's I'm kind of making some of this up, but it's not.
You don't want to spoil anything.
No, I'm being as vague as I can.
Okay.
I
kind of agree with you already. I'm still pretty early on, but I'm having fun because it's an RPG. It's grinding.
Yeah,
but it feels like they focused on the weirdest stuff. Like the food looks so fucking real.
The food looks amazing in this game.
But I don't know. That gimmick wore off the second time
The focus of the game is like mundane menial shit. And I'm having fun with that stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm playing it and I'm going, oh good, I fed this cat. Oh, I got the recipe for the pizza. Now I get more EXP.
It's more Shenmue than any RPG I've played.
But then
before.
I put it down and I'm like, all I did was feed a cat and make pizza. Final Fantasy, I mean, kind of used to be Star Wars.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, stories on that level.
Saving the world.
I'm having fun, but I'm kind of just scratching my ass and eating. So,
wasn't there no ending?
I don't know. I haven't beat it.
He's not there yet.
Okay, well, let me know if you...
But
it
how many hours in are
Let me ask you, because I've never played Final Fantasy. I'm not a big Final Fantasy nut. But if you could say there was one glaring thing missing, like that... Because you say that it fails as a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah.
What's at the top of your list?
I'm going to go a big one, a story.
Oh!
That is
No,
gone.
Come on. Let's get more specific than that.
Well, in all honesty, all of them have a story driving everything you're doing. And this one really does not. You are driving around. Hey, you want to pull over here? I see a cool photo I could take. It's like day-to-day bullshit the game.
Animal Crossing.
It's unreal.
Is it similar to Animal Crossing?
I get an Animal Crossing feel because,
my God.
I go do chores. I'm early on, but right, I'm doing right. chores, and then I'm going and camping, and then going back to do some more chores, and then going and camping again, and then driving to do another chore.
So this is where Final Fantasy is. And this is what I'm saying. If this was a game that came out under some other title, I wouldn't really think of it. I'd be like, what a weird game. But okay.
The hype was so fucking big on this thing, man.
Yeah.
And I can't say I'm in the negative on it. I think I'm glad I bought it. It's fun. Yeah.
I like, I still like the characters, and they made a great world. I love the world. I really do. And that's why I'm having fun. I'm having fun doing stuff in it, but it's all kind of just menial stuff. I don't know.
Seems like if the story doesn't ramp up though, I'm not going to continue because
I don't know. I'm having fun playing it, but it's just that there is so much brand stuff in this, and sometimes it's okay and whatever. But, like, I got into a side quest that was like, you know, cup noodle is one of the tastiest things you can make.
What the fuck?
And only thing that can make cup noodle better is adding delicious ingredients. What ingredients would you add to a delicious cup noodle?
They got some funding from the outside on this.
I know, you don't say.
That's weird.
Yikes. I don't know.
So what did you add?
Yeah, was it broth?
Beef.
Ooh, outside the box.
Yeah.
Cool.
So anyway,
that's sad to hear, because literally, like, an RPG, especially JRPGs, for me were always like the hero's journey, save the girl, I don't know, save the princess. This is a lot of like, yeah, you're kicking it with your boys,
But even Final Fantasy did all that great with, and you wouldn't save a princess. They would circumvent what you expect. Final Fantasy VII is...
Yeah, save the princess, but, like, end up with the girl, love interest, which is kind of a love interest that I've seen so far. Like I said, I'm only, like, 10 hours in. But, yeah, to not be doing grandiose, over-the-top, saving-the-world kind of things in a Final Fantasy game, they did go for the make it realistic. They drive cars. There's, like, roadside gas stations.
It's just very, like, maybe how basic can we get? It's fun, though. I mean, I'm having fun playing it, but I'm disappointed this is the new Final Fantasy. That's where I stand. That's what I wanted to say. Right. But I'm still having fun, like I said.
Right.
You know, it's funny because I feel like Skyrim, in a way, was kind of the American answer to Final Fantasy. And they really had a core story that was really tight. Mm-hmm. And how do you fuck that up? It's just such a... Because I can see that Final Fantasy XV kind of focused maybe on their open world aspect of it. Because you guys say the world is so fleshed out.
I think that's new to Japanese developers.
Yeah, and all the little details are there, but they kind of are missing this core, this strong core threaded through the middle of it. And that's a shame. I was really looking forward to playing this game.
A lot of Japanese...
Yeah, me too. I was going to check it out.
I see all these Japanese games trying to become Western games, and it makes me sad. And that's honestly my biggest worry. I hope it's good, but you know, Nintendo is another beast. They work on shit till they get it right. So I'm not so worried, but like, that's my concern with the new Zelda is like, open world, but it's like, man, I hope they don't get lost down the same rabbit hole as Square did.
Right.
We got to make a game the Westerners love, and it lacks that depth to it. But Nintendo is known for doing it until they get it right. As opposed to just releasing.
But isn't like kind of Ocarina of Time like open world? Like it's so big, you don't have to do the things. You can do other little missions. This is back in the day.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Big like, for them, yeah. And that worked.
Right. So I don't really know.
I'm not too worried about it. But I hope that's why I have my fingers crossed just in case, you know.
Well, if you want a game with story, I got a game that's gonna knock your fucking socks off.
Shit. Okay.
This game I've been playing all week is called Ark Evolution, baby.
What's that?
Oh, wow.
Now this is a game with literally no story whatsoever.
Nice.
It's essentially Minecraft that has been skinned very nicely. With super detailed textures. Have any of you guys ever heard of Ark? Do you know anything about it?
The only thing I know about it is that they got, or someone got a cease and desist because they modded it to make everything in it Pokemon. That's what I think. That they made all the creatures Pokemon.
That's
and
cool.
Immediately Nintendo went, nope.
So imagine Minecraft, how it drops you in the middle of the wild.
Preloaded,
but it's a fully 3D, you know, nicely rendered world, and you're dropped on the Lost Island. It basically looks like a jungle with weird structures off in the distance.
The island from Lost?
Yeah, you don't know what it is. A little bit more advanced. And then there's just like wild prehistoric animals all over the place. It's pretty like cool. It's also very challenging. Yeah. So I have a mixed review of it because it's one of those games where it is very not fun. When you start off, it's like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I guess I'll try to pick up rocks. Oh, how do you pick up rocks? It's that kind of game.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you finally figure out how to pick up rocks, you get excited like, yeah, I got some fucking rocks.
I have made fire.
Yeah, it's that experience where the more
sun go down, learn,
the sun goes down, it's a fucking nightmare.
See, I can't, I can't do these games.
What I think is cool about it is there's actual prehistoric animals in the game. So I had just watched this YouTube video, which was like, top 10 animals you're glad aren't around anymore. And one of them was the Titan boa, the largest snake ever to be on planet Earth. Uh-huh. In that game, I was attacked by a Titan boa, which scared the shit out of me. Because I was, again, walking around looking for rocks. Then all of a sudden, I see this fucking giant fucking 40-foot snake
come
out of the bushes. I was like, what the fuck? And I started running, and it like ate me. And it was like, you've been killed by the Titan boa. So it's a lot of dying. Wow. What's cool is you kind of create your character so you can make somebody look very like sexy human, or you could fuck them up. You can make them like really like pear shaved with super fat feet and like a no neck. They look like little trolls. Yeah. You can make Eric. You can make Eric the actor as if he could walk. And it's an interesting experience. You know, I'm still early on in the game. I haven't mastered it. I'm still trying to figure out all the mechanics. So I think it's a game that gets more fun over time. I'm pretty sure you can capture a pterodactyl, put a saddle on it, get a machine gun, and then fly around and shoot at shit.
Oh, that sounds like
it supposedly goes
great time.
Goes deep, and it gets pretty crazy. I'm still early on in it, so you know what? If you're into those survival, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I'm lost in the middle of the woods.
Right.
This is the latest game of that type. For that game, it's pretty decent, 7 out of 10. If you're like Rocco and you want a little bit more of a story and a little bit, you know, some direction and some thought put into a mythology, you're not going to like this kind of game. Another thing is it's multiplayer. So you can go on an island with, I think, up to 70 other people.
And
So it's kind of multi. It's
do they kill you or
can't? They do kill you. And it's like hard to save your character. So you lose a lot of data a lot. It's still like early released game. It's pretty new. I think they're going to be developing it and updating it and patching it more. Check it out. If you sound interested in any of this, it's called Ark Evolution. It's available on Steam, PlayStation 4. It's first person.
Okay.
It might be on Xbox as well.
Cool.
Yo, you've been playing Final Fantasy?
No, I finally played Resident Evil 7 in VR.
Yeah. Resident Evil.
Which I said I wouldn't do.
The demo.
And everyone played that already in VR. But I finally got the guts to do it. And it was, you know, I had such a good time because it was me and my friends in my room like playing it together, but if I was by myself, I couldn't do it. Like, it was funny, like, when we'd try it off, like, we were, like, someone, like, touched the back of my neck, and, you know, whatever, it just freaked me out. But it was, like, I had a great time doing it. But it's funny because Resident Evil 6, I thought, sucked. And I kept saying, like, God, this needs to be, like, a scary game. This is, like, not scary, and it's fucking stupid. And then they went so far in that direction where it's so scary that I just don't know if I'm going to play it. Like, I'm going to play it, which is crazy. Especially since the whole thing is in VR.
You don't have to play in VR. You just play first person.
That's true. And it really is like when you're watching the person play it.
It's awesome.
It's like, oh, this is fun. It's not that scary. Get over it. And once you put that fucking thing
you're
on,
you're like, trapped.
This is you're so alone. Scary. Yeah. God damn it!
Like you're locked in. I hadn't seen it until your poorly played stream this last week, and it was fun. And then I put it on. And there was a scene where I had to go through a door, and my own hand pushed the door open, and I went, well, I guess I'm not going to make it. That was my own hand.
Yeah, he did
see
his own hand.
But I wasn't used to it, you know? So the hand came out, and I was like, my own hand. All right, I'm done.
They do a good job of, like, you can peek around. Like, if the door's cracked, you literally, like, lean to the side, and you'll peek around corners and shit. So you can approach it like a cautious person.
Which I like, because cool. I was able to
cool
do that.
That
do you
cool.
want
yeah.
to get the full game?
Was that?
Do you want to play?
I got that shit pre-ordered,
I
baby.
I feel like I will get it, but I don't know if I'm going to guess to play it. Like, it's going to sit there on my shelf getting
I'm
dust.
Definitely not getting it.
I want to hear reviews. If people say it's worth, because I know there's some shit that's going to scare me, but if people are like, hey, this game was great and it's worth enduring that, I'll do it.
Right. It's back to everything I never liked about Resident Evil, which is it's scary, it's stressful, it's
you don't know what's around that corner.
I only
you're a four guy.
I only like Resident Evil 4 because it's run and gun action movie.
I loved watching other people play the other Resident Evils.
Yeah.
But I like playing four. Yeah,
I love this. I love the story of Resident Evil and the atmosphere. And yeah, it's fun to watch your friends play it.
Right,
those games are the things that stress me out.
Now, I've seen the demos. But I haven't seen a trailer for 7 at all.
There's some footage. There's a couple trailers.
You can
go to their Twitter.
Is it like what we saw in the beginning hour thing?
I haven't been watching them.
Oh, you haven't watched them. Okay.
There's some stuff that show, I won't say anything, Kevin, but there's some stuff that show a couple like other characters, I guess, that you will interact with.
Right. But it's all other that locations. Style, though, right? It's all like...
No, there's other locations they show that aren't specifically a farmhouse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
Okay.
Jamba Juice.
Fuck. Dude, I had Jamba Juice for lunch today.
I had it for breakfast.
Oh.
I had it for dinner.
Oh. I never had it.
Never?
Fuck you.
You gotta try it. Caribbean Breeze, dude. Shit. On me next time.
Yeah, like you shit. Suck. You're dumb.
Yeah, anyway, so that's what I'm waiting on. I want to hear all the professional reviews. We heard one of our friends, Rodrigo, got it early.
Yeah, I was going to ask
been
you.
Loving it.
He got Yakuza early, too.
Yeah. There's.
How the fuck did he...
Somewhere in L.A. sells everything
He
early.
Found a dealer
fucking
on the
L.A.
streets,
people.
Dude.
You guys have it so fucking good.
They have it, besides the traffic and the
Oh, yeah. Well, never mind. I guess there's...
It probably took him 6 hours to go down the block.
They smuggled it in.
Yeah, I got that shit pre-ordered. Yakuza 0
yeah, Yakuza, I'm,
and
I'm
Resident
in on
Evil.
That. I've been waiting.
So I don't know what to do because I got two awesome games coming out. I'm going to get them the same day.
It's all out of work.
Did you pre-order them through
Amazon?
Yeah.
So you're not going to get them the same day or the day they come out.
Oh, man.
And you're cool with that?
I'll probably get them. Look it. Girl. I'm at a point in my life where I'm not calling GameStop on my lunch break and trying to track the shit down. I'll play it when it shows up.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really care. But yeah, I did Amazon pre-order. Hopefully they do a better job than they did around Christmas time. But both games come out the same day. So we'll see if I get them on the same day or, like you said, even on release day. Might be 2 days late, but I'm okay with that.
All right.
Yeah, GameStop sucks.
No.
You know, at that point, if I was really jonesing, I could walk into any fucking Target or Walmart, buy the game, and then return the Amazon one and tell them they fucking sent it late. So
what's the deal with GameStop when you try to bring in something that's not open? They say, "Oh, we can't take this. Open this and take it to another GameStop.
Open this outside and bring it back."
It's a legal thing that they can't. Untouched merchandise could be potentially like
stolen.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's
fell
like a
off the back of a truck.
Yeah, so then you do that, and they're like, "All right, now it's open. We could take it,
but it's worth
we'll give you a dollar."
Yeah,
it's like fuck this fucking bureaucratic.
I know.
Fucking
mafia.
I
don't spend
bullshit.
My money there.
I fuck them going there completely because if I buy a game, I don't want to get asked 1,000 questions to sign up for shit or like
Jesus
get this
Christ.
Magazine.
Yeah.
Or
you want to call on the phone.
I go to Target because
hear...
they don't give a shit and they just sell me my game and I walk away. That's how I want to do my transactions.
When I do call a GameStop to find if they have something in stock, they run through like 5 different.
They can't
like,
answer your fucking question.
Well, they can't answer your question in the end, but then they run through 5 different. Like, would you like to pre-order Harvest Moon, Sacred Sun? It's available. To...
No, exactly. It's like,
and it's like, dude,
it's like, I told you the fuck I'm calling.
Yeah.
About.
Your name is Dave.
But every time I've gone in the past 2 years,
that's all we need.
They bring up shit that I've never had anything to do with. I go up and I go, yeah, I want to do that. And now here's something I'll allow. They'll go, okay, cool. Is there anything you wanted to pre-order while you're here? Now that I understand because they make money on pre-orders. That's a perfectly fine question. Anything you wanted to, that's a kind question. Anything you wanted to pre-order?
One question.
You know, you get to pre-order a game. I get something out of it. Okay, great. No, not today. Then they push it. Then they go, well, did you want to, it says you haven't renewed your point card. You want to do that?
Can't let
I don't
lie.
Have a. Fucking point card I never have. It says here you've got 1,000 points just waiting and you haven't you want to just renew that real quick? It's free.
Fuck you.
You know what?
I never had that. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Hey, I have I have the
makes
point.
Me so mad.
I have the point card.
Yeah.
I fucking have it. I have a shit ton of points.
You do?
I don't know what the fuck to do with them. I don't is there some sort of online account to access? No. There's no fucking documentation.
Yeah.
They just want your information so they can email you shit and fucking catalog the shit you buy. I don't know what the purpose of those points are, but they don't serve the consumer in any way.
I looked at, actually, there was a website that would let you get things with points.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there. It's like, check it out. A wallet that has an NES Zelda controller that says old school.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But I want to address something. People in the chat are saying, yeah, trade your stuff in Amazon instead of GameStop. I'm going to talk shit on that too.
Throw a wrench in that game.
Amazon's trade-in. Amazon has a trade-in program.
Yep.
It is run by a third party. And they suck.
They discriminate.
And I can tell you, I mean, I could go on for fucking hours about the things they have done. My brother traded in an iPad with all the accessories, and they went, oh, we're going to bump the price down because you didn't give us what you told us. What do you mean? It's missing all the accessories. No, it's not. You can accept the lower amount, or we'll send it back to you. Fine. They send it back, and none of the charger.
Oh, they stole all the accessories.
All of that stuff is gone. Yeah, that's happened more than once.
Fuckers. You fucking motherfuckers.
Things like that. What I find is whatever that shitty company is, whoever they're doing is the third party, you have the option of, if you're going to give me a lower value at all, send it back.
Yeah.
And I find that most of the time they just accept it because it's like, they're just going to want it back.
They're going
to
make us do more work?
Yeah, all we'll just take it, you know, instead of arguing with them.
Nice.
What a racket. We're in the wrong business,
but
boys.
It's terrible. It's not good.
Yeah, hey, fuck all those businesses. Don't support them. You want to know who you should support?
Ooh. Who?
Yeah.
Keep your
us.
Neck warm.
Oh!
Yeah!
Yes.
Go to shop.mega64.com.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
We mentioned earlier pre-orders for the new shirt and the restock sweater are available as of right now.
Yep.
In addition to that, we wanted to say if you subscribe to Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch subscription. So if you are not already subscribed to this Twitch channel right now, you're missing out on cool stuff.
Yeah.
There's emojis waiting to be used. You can participate in the votes. Are the stocks going up? Are the stocks going down?
And it's free to them.
Let
us
know. It's totally free. Yeah. It's already available to you.
I signed
all
up again.
And I think it takes ads off the channel too.
Oh my!
So you have to sit
there. Ad-free podcast. So you know the 1% isn't fucking benefiting off us any longer.
Exactly.
Thank God.
It's all free to you if you're signed up for Amazon Prime. Go over, use your free Twitch subscription, and click to sign up for Mega 64.
Do it in your browser. Yeah. You can't do it from the phone. From
really?
The app. Yeah, I was trying last
too.
Week.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Last week I was sitting here all after show trying, but I got to my browser and it was like right
there.
Gotta do
it for your browser. But it's free. It's just sitting there unused. So check it out.
Look at stocks are up.
In addition to that, let's promote Kickapoo and let's be fucking hilarious this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
Kickapoo is so delicious. Kickapoo Joy Juice is so good that when they brought some, they brought some to the Holocaust. Fuck.
No, that's not funny. Okay,
I'll save you. Eric, get ready. Finger on the button.
Get ready.
Got it.
When you go to Beverages and More, but they ain't got any more Kickapoo.
That feel when. About that, at the Last Supper, they were cracking breadcrumb and breadsticks, got so thirsty, and that's when Pontius said, hey.
Did you have a fucking stroke?
Pontius Pilate, you dip. He said, hey, have some of my Kickapoo supplies.
The whole
supper was saved by
No, he's right.
Yeah.
Pilot,
Jesus was like, y'all ever had Kickapoo? They said, no. What is that, Jesus? What the fuck are you talking about?
He turned water
into
Kickapoo.
And then Jesus thought like, oh, damn. That's that drink I had when I was up in heaven. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
2 days later, boom!
Crucified.
Yep.
That's
now he's
right.
up in heaven.
And that was Pilate, too. Jesus said, Pilate, get the fuck out of here with that. We don't need your Kickapoo. I'm going to turn this water into Kickapoo right out the Nile.
You dip.
So go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a case today or get some on Amazon
good shit.
Or your local BevMo and follow at follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter and you'll get updates on that.
Cool.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, and not only that, we have another sponsor this week, our good friends at Universal Yums.
Look at this.
Let's see this box.
Oh,
we're not going to open this up right now because this eats up, no pun intended, a lot of time on our podcast. Check out Universal Yums. Do we have a special link for people to go to?
Yes.
We got it. Hold on. We wrote it down. So we don't forget.
Yeah, come on.
Stop it.
Universal Yums.
They were at the Last Supper, too, I heard.
Google search
UniversalYums.com/Mega64.
Boom. Boom. Check them out.
Is that it? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Go there and sign up, and you get a box of snacks every month.
You seem so sure.
No, it's right. Let me see that box.
We're going to find out if these snacks are gamer-friendly in the after show, if you can eat them in game.
Yeah, we're going to open them up at the end of the podcast.
We've talked about what we like to eat in game with.
Yes.
No,
I'm a pretzel guy when I game.
Yeah, when you're playing video games, you want to eat stuff that is not going to fuck up your controller.
You don't want to gum up the works.
Because let me tell you, yesterday playing Final Fantasy, there were salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, you can't do that.
No. That controller.
I got this thing. There's this new gadget. It's available on Amazon. It's specifically for this situation. What? Yeah, it's called a fucking napkin. Oh, my God. If you just use that like a human being, no grease on your fingers. Try it out.
But how do you use a napkin? I
what the?
Doesn't make sense. It's not practical.
It's not. Okay. I use my pants.
I'm eating a lot.
Oh, okay.
So I would have to wipe the fingers over and over. How about just pick a food like a nut, like a unsalted almond, something that ain't going to get any gum in the works.
What if there was a contraption you could set up where I could just fall down and just like eat it that way, you know? And then it would replenish the
like
supply.
Like a beef stick on a string?
You need to rig a leaf blower to a foot switch pedal and aim it right at your mouth and load the bag up with pizza or nuts or whatever you want. And then you just step on the pedal and have it blasted straight into your gullet. No hands involved.
Yeah.
See, like the drummer from Pantera.
I do like unbuttered popcorn too. That's good.
Nice.
Unbuttered popcorn.
Yeah.
Do you guys. Press all right. Stick. Serious question. You're going to a movie theater.
Yeah. Okay.
And everything's all. No, you're not doing it. You're not doing a fucking diet. You're not doing. Fuck all that. It's
diet?
Just you and this movie.
You're trying
you
to cheat death.
All the
today.
Snacks you want.
It's
you need all the
day.
Snacks you want.
Cheat day.
The perfect tub of popcorn.
Ooh,
you butter that thing or I don't need that.
Zero butter for me.
Oh,
butter. No
man.
Butter.
Yeah, it's like butter.
Yeah, and no
sauce.
Toppings on his pizza either.
Hey, you know what?
That.
Ideal butter is it. I can't accomplish it at the movie theater because ideally they would fill the bag up halfway.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then butter it in the middle layer.
Thank you.
Then fill it on top and then a second butter layer on top.
I have had them do that at a theater for me before.
Instead, 20 fucking years ago when America used to be great.
It did used
nowadays,
to be great.
Nowadays,
I didn't even ask them.
They
just did it.
Fill that fucker to the top and they just hand it to you and then you have to do the own butter machine yourself and it's like...
The top half is overkill and the rest is not.
You get like an inch of
soggy
popcorn right in the middle. Yeah. Then everything else is bone dry.
And that shit's like hydrogenated oil from a soybean or something.
Sucks.
Fuck that shit.
Life hack.
What?
I got a life hack.
Uh-oh.
Eric, play the life hack theme. Oh, stop.
We got a plan for you.
Put a drinking straw in your popcorn.
Oh my
and
God.
Send it down to the
holy
middle
shit.
And you put have the butter go through that.
Whoa, you know what?
Have you done this?
How is that? Because
it is a straight stream of butter.
It goes straight to the bottom.
Into
the middle and it starts leaking out there.
You need to do
this. Like lungs.
I'm doing
the air work.
I'm doing it with a straw.
And then popcorn is going everywhere.
Yeah, fuck it.
He's
Now it's Rocco at the theater, so the popcorn
makes a mess.
Is going
I'm
everywhere.
Telling you right now.
And he literally is saying, fuck it.
If you need to know how to be fat, I know the tricks. So that's how you do it. And I have the best, butteriest popcorn every time.
I don't hack.
Every time.
I go with the butter that they make it with and just add salt.
I go to CVS before the movie theater.
Oh.
And I take this jacket with me. Look at that. I got a pocket here.
Butter
one,
stains.
Two pockets. Interior pocket. Three. Interior pocket. Four.
Holy
pocket
Jesus
five.
Christ, you're like
pocket,
Travis.
Pocket six.
How many?
Wait. And
CVS's you got?
Hidden zipper on the hood so I can put my nerds rope
red
around
vines.
My neck.
Damn, son.
Seven pockets on this thing.
It's like you're running eight fanny packs of one.
I think my favorite theater food experience is still... when Garrett and I were so hungry, so we got Rubio's. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck, we got to take all this in.
We didn't plan this
right. No. Here's the thing. You bring a thing of candy in, they're not going to fucking stop you.
Yeah.
But man, you may run a risk. You're bringing an eight-course meal.
Whole
it's kind of like
and chips.
Yeah.
Who knows if they're going to say something. So
we ran out of time on that one.
We were like, fuck, we have to go. And the movie's starting. It was American Sniper. And we went, all right, cut the burrito in half, one pocket, chips in that, whatever. We go to...
Now, normally we go to this theater and it's a fucking it's ghost empty. Town.
Can they stop you from bringing food in?
Didn't they
pass the law or something? Like, are you allowed to bring your own food?
I don't know. I like living on the edge, so I just... I got 8 pockets for a reason.
Normally, I don't. If I have a thing of candy, I don't care, but this was a lot of food.
Yeah.
But it was all hidden on us. And so we go in. American Sniper was... packed every seat.
Ridiculous.
We sat in the only two left in the middle of the thing. And we've got, I mean, all these fucking
dads.
Church groups and dads.
There were fucking dads on both sides of us.
Shoulder to shoulder next to us. And it's like...
I can't eat this in here.
Why would a church group go to American Sniper?
It's God's movie.
The guy with the most confirmed kills in American history?
People get fucking weird on... who's that director? The old dude.
Eastwood.
Did he direct that?
Fuck yeah.
He did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That movie had a message, bro.
What was the message?
It was God bless the USA. I think it'd be funny
just to see like how far you could push it. Get you and all your friends to bring the most food you could to a theater.
Now,
KFC burger, fries.
I don't give a fuck. And I walk in with the readers holding like, hey, what's up? And it's like, they don't see anything to me. I just have a burrito.
That's how they get paid. So I feel douchey doing that. I have respect.
So I hide my food in my pocket.
I like thinking I'm getting away with something. So plus,
you do like that.
You know what's funny is now I'm at the point in my life where everybody working at the movie theater is half my age.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
They can't intimidate me. They could tell me, well, sir, you can't bring that in. I'd be like, try and stop me.
When I was younger, they were old and mean scary. But now it's a kid. Yeah.
Here's another thing with me. I look like – I don't – fucking blend in. I stand out in a crowd. Yeah. So I've gotten yelled at multiple times sneaking in always sodas into the movie theater.
Really?
Sodas.
Fuckers. Always walking in with a soda and sir, and I try to ignore them and then like they fucking
My favorite is when Garrett gets the sir and he always has the same move. I don't know if you know this. Mm. You always put your hand in your pocket and your head down. And you start walking really fast, like you don't know that.
Like
you.
That's not
like,
obvious.
But that's your move is head pocket, head down.
Oh, I gotta change it up. Thank you for telling me. I gotta make it look more. I gotta be more natural.
Yeah.
What movie was it that Brian brought bags of candy?
Titanic.
Hey, and that was great. That movie was long as hell, and it was like I wish I broke. And it was like Brian showed up, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I didn't give a shit. Look what I got." It was bags and bags. No, they re-released it in 3D and all that, and he brought in. I mean, bulk. Halloween candy. I mean, it was just every candy you've ever heard of. Hmm. I was like, man, Reese's sound good. I got those.
He's got a healthy appetite.
Well, I mean, it would also have been good to have Skittles. Got those. Brian has everything.
I got
seriously,
that.
Name it. And Brian was like, it's like, well, you don't have, well, I'm going to go obscure. Mr. Goodbar. Got that. It's in this
damn.
Mix.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I was going to say, in terms of quantity and going nuts with the food, Ryan... Our good friend, Mr.
He's
Ryan.
He's in the chat right now. Shut
he says, out. Yeah, he told a tale of he did bring buckets of KFC.
Oh, my God.
And he said he did it. He actually said they that gave smell. Him beef. And so what he did was he put it all.
They gave him beef for the
he
chicken.
He put it all. That's my kind of joke. I like that. He put it by the exit of the theater. And then when the movie started, he went and got it out of the thing. And he and
well,
then
like he pretended and he threw then it he away.
He put it by the exit so that when he went in the theater, he could just open the exit and get the money. And because we were doing a stream earlier this week about who's the biggest asshole you in a movie theater that
Like
someone who talked or someone whatever. And so then he told me that, and then wanted to talk about an asshole at his theater, and I went, no.
That's you, bro.
If you have a bucket of KFC, that whole theater is smelling that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's that cool.
And they're all going to want that chicken.
Yeah. We didn't eat our burrito, by the way.
And I guarantee you didn't share.
It's amazing that he knew what theater he was in. Because there's like 18 doors. He guessed the right one. Yeah. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a friend of mine who will remain nameless. Who I saw Rogue One. Don't say that. He saw Rogue One, and I
almost got it.
And I was like, "Hey, how was the movie? It was all right, but I don't know. I was like throwing up a couple times during the movie.
What the fuck?
you were throwing up during the movie? Yeah, I got like I think I had the flu. I didn't realize it until I got in the theater, but yeah, I started puking. And then my question was,
we're on the flu.
I'm like, why didn't you fucking leave? He's like, well, I wanted to see the movie.
Star Wars people are.
But But and I was like, okay, well, did you go to the bathroom? No, I just opened the trash can like by the
door.
Oh, yeah, he's the biggest asshole.
The people are watching.
What a maniac!
One, and here this fucking guy.
Are you related?
You know what? You know what I hate? When I'm watching a movie and enjoying it, and somebody gives a bad review of the movie, like, "Oh, this sucks." Blah, blah, blah. That's a worse version of that. Because I'm watching a movie and somebody's literally just.
That was Kevin and I's experience with the last Planet of the Apes that came out. The whole time there was like there were like frat bros in the back, and then
I think
we seriously have to consider what to do if these apes take over.
That's a weird sound.
But then my thought was the first vomit one, I'm going home. Like, I can't imagine sitting back in the theater being like, no, I want to see what happens.
Yeah, I'd have shitty breath and a headache. I'm going to fucking bed.
Well, then again, sometimes I vomit and I feel better than
that. Well, that's instant, if you get a little food poisoning.
If you were to throw up, I would never use that trash can to throw up in at the movie theater.
No, you don't want to touch that thing.
Oh, fuck.
And we should say, Rocco, we brought in and realized, you know, we had full burritos and we were elbow to elbow with dads, so we didn't eat our food. I think we waited until after the movie, and we had cold burritos.
Too courteous.
Yeah, I feel like after a point, I did just eat.
Did we?
You did not.
I didn't. Okay, I don't remember. I didn't notice it.
You were like, I just couldn't eat. And I think I started because I smelled like Mexican food.
Somewhere else.
Yes. And I was like, I've just got to own up to this. And I think I ate.
I don't remember you eating.
Sorry, Ricky. I got to just eat this burrito. It's under my armpit. And then I did it.
And then you did it.
Shit.
I think. But I know you did.
Might have been inoffensive then because I don't remember.
And they might have been euros.
Oh fuck!
No, it was Rubio.
Really was it Rubio?
Rubio.
I can't remember.
Because I ate all the chips. And you know, when you don't want to be loud in a movie, so you put a chip in and then you let it like get wet. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you chew it up.
Miserable experience.
Yeah. You know, slowly eat chips.
American Sniper.
People eat popcorn. It's
ever
loud.
Since that time I got yelled at for eating my M&Ms too loud during the Hunger Games, I am the loudest motherfucker in the fucking theater.
That happened to me when we saw the fucking King's Speech. Is I was eating popcorn completely normally, and a guy went, "You almost done?"
Oh,
now I'm not. Oh, I got plenty more to eat now.
I was so mortified in the moment and have reflected on that for so long. Just we were in a theater.
Isn't that weird?
Had fucking M&Ms. It was the Hunger Games. It's not like you're missing any valuable information.
Right, yeah.
They're fucking running around trying to kill each other and they're all fucking hot.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I? It's just now I have like retroactive resentment. So any movie for the rest of my life, I will just be like, I'll be as loud as I fucking want with my bag of M&Ms.
Oh, that guy he heard some popcorn after that. After that, it was just like, oh, yeah. I learned a patented trick. See, I never knew this trick. I wish I had a chip to demonstrate.
Nah, me too.
But Sean Leggerton, the great Sean Leggerton, you see him in version 1 and 3.
Talk about him.
Great guy in the tire iron. That guy. Amazing guy. Used to try to do things to get back at teachers all the time back in high school. And one of the things was
too much homework.
He had chips in class and he said, oh, check this out. You know, it's not even about being mean to teachers, but you got to know what gets under their skin. Opens a bag of chips and he would curve his mouth as he would eat. He would go at it, like he's like, you got to curve the lips as you complete the chew.
This guy's a fucking maniac.
He forces out the audio
and
waves.
It would reverberate the
sitting in class in a life beater.
Yeah, and you got it. I mean, people at home try it. If you have a chip, it just makes it's like
it's an echo,
stop, please. You know, it's so. Oh, I learned that trick from him. So that was my
cool rant.
After that, it was just let me eat one popcorn at a time.
Fuck. We're already talking about movies. Let's talk about new movies we've seen. Review a couple movies. Yeah. I saw an amazing movie this weekend. I want to recommend.
It could be up for, you know, nominations haven't been announced yet.
Pretty soon, though.
But the Oscars, you know.
I'll recommend this to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah?
Gods of Egypt. Check this movie out. Ridley starring Scott. Starring Jamie Lannister. I don't think he did Gods of Egypt.
No,
he did,
no, you're thinking of the
Exodus.
Exodus.
I really thought you were doing a bit right now. Okay.
No, he really made. I saw Gods of Egypt.
Because that Exodus, I thought was called the Gods of Egypt.
Gods and Kings.
That
Gods
was
and Kings.
Horrible.
Yeah, here's the bit. He saw Gods of Egypt.
I saw Gods of Egypt. Yeah.
Sorry.
$140 million pile of dog shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking. Awesome. Sucks. God awful movie. Maybe,
no.
Maybe, honestly, the best awful movie ever made. At least in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
It hits every mark of suck that you would expect from a blockbuster to the point where it's a fucking entertaining movie because if you go into it with this checklist of this movie sucks, what does every shitty movie do, and this movie hits them all.
Nice.
And it's really like kind of fun. And I was telling these guys, it's a movie about Egypt with air quotes because they just fucking made up everything. It's about Egyptian mythology. There's a lot of actual Egyptian mythology out there. They fucking threw it out the window. And
do the guys have abs?
Some of them had abs. Honestly, okay. They weren't as fit. The dudes weren't very fit.
Wow.
They were a little bit old and kind of like struggling to get by.
Oh my God.
Nice. Nice.
Did you ever see that clip from Hercules where it's famous where they're like, the guy read the stage direction instead of the line? You ever seen that clip?
No.
No.
Well, I think that there's a moment in Gods of Egypt where that happened.
Really?
And they left?
Where one of the characters read stage direction instead of actually reading his line.
Okay.
Let me set the scene for you.
How does I feel it stay like in the movie?
There's one scene that perfectly sums up Gods of Egypt. So Jamie Lannister, I don't remember the actor's real name.
Yeah, we got him.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
He plays one of the gods of Egypt.
Okay.
And like another god, almost like God of War, the gods are battling for power to rule the humans, the mortals. Jamie Lannister has been defeated by another god in battle and has had both of his eyes ripped out.
Oh, shit.
So one of the mortals is able to steal an eye back and give it to Jamie Lannister.
Oh, that sounds good.
So he's like, I'll help you get your other eye, but you need to help me with my... They form a deal to kind of dethrone the bad guy.
Mm.
So there's a scene where they have to go talk to the sun god, where they literally have to go to space... And go on a space station to talk to the sun god.
Ra, wait, the sun god.
Yeah, this
Ra
movie this,
lives on a space station.
They go to and
this
god
Egyptian movie goes to space,
and, it's space.
Awesome. And there are scenes take place on a space station.
Xander Cruz got nothing on
the
Ra.
Way they get to space is they have to climb this crazy mountain, and it has a space portal.
That's
on
a Stargate.
It. There's a Stargate on the top.
Oh
of it.
Shit!
And it's already been demonstrated that these gods can transform into. Like the hieroglyphic half animal, half human stuff that you see on hieroglyphics. They physically embody that and they fight each other, which looks like shitty video game graphics. It's so fucking awful.
Clay Fighter 4 or something?
Yeah, it's fucking garbage.
Yuck.
So at one point, Jamie Lannister explains to this guy, we've already seen him transform, but he says, I cannot transform without both of my eyes.
Of course.
So I'm going to have to pray for power from my father. Let's just pause for a second, because in Egyptian mythology, the gods can't transform unless they have both their eyes.
Okay.
So,
obviously.
That happens.
So they say that. About 5 minutes later, he transforms. That fucking rule is just thrown out the fucking window.
Well, he prayed for power, right?
He prays for power, and he transforms. And then the guy he's with delivers this line. He goes... Impressed! Ha ha!
Oh,
what?
Fuck!
And I'm watching that. I'm thinking he was supposed to say ha ha
in an impressed,
but in an impressed way, like ha ha! But instead, just goes impressed! Ha ha! So you be the judge on that
one.
Oh my
God.
Did
like
they misread the script?
Take?
I feel like they did.
The editor was asleep at the wheel.
I don't know, but there were so many little things about this, and then it all adds up to be like incredible how bad this movie is. I recommend it on that. Check out Gods of Egypt, $140 million piece
in
of
a
shit.
Theater?
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, go on Amazon Video. Okay. It's in the movies there.
Nice.
Cool.
And
I want to watch it.
Yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg. It is through and through completely awful the whole time. It's perfect for riffing on. Get a bunch of friends.
Yeah, make
get
fun
a,
of it.
Get a pack of beers and fucking enjoy this movie.
We do that in hotels. Cyberbully. Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
We watch Battleship.
I fucking love that.
Me
it's
too.
So much fun.
Now that this movie has officially flopped, it's okay to watch it and laugh at it.
Because here's the thing, and this is what I said when you were bringing it up. I know so many people, you know, fucking Suicide Squad made $1 billion. And I know all these people that went like, well, it just looks so bad. It was just going to be fun to see it. That movie's bad and not fun. That movie is just bad. There's nothing to make fun of. It's awful. This was the
this
movie
is the opposite.
That when I saw it, I was like, I would love to go with like a, like 20 people.
It's like Scorpion King.
Yeah. This is the movie you should see that
way.
It's
by the hilarious. Way, I just want to wrap up the whole eyeball mythology thing. Okay. In the end of the movie, it comes to a big climactic point where Jamie Lannister needs to transform. They have not
again.
And for the whole movie, for the past 2 hours, they never once referenced that scene about how I need both eyeballs.
Okay.
And he didn't transform again up until this point in the movie. Now he needs to transform. So he looks to the character who he told before about the two eyeball thing. And he goes throughout the course of the movie, I realized that I never needed both eyes to transform after all. I've learned true power from so-and-so. And then he just fucking transforms. So the rule was set up for one scene, thrown out the window 5 minutes later, and then 2 hours later just reinforced that it didn't matter at all. Either
That's
way.
That's writing, baby.
Dude, that movie worldwide made $150 million.
So it made it $10 million.
So honestly, God I'm impressed!
But who knows? But who knows it? What they, if that's including marketing?
It usually doesn't include marketing, so I bet they lost money.
Oh, I'm excited for the next one.
Well, maybe DVD sales. Who knows?
China will eat it up.
A lot of DVDs.
If it's like CG and weird of, shit, like still, there's markets in Asia for that stuff.
I was telling these guys, tons of hot chicks in the movie.
Yeah.
They're all treated like garbage.
Yeah.
At one point, a girl is like walking through the swamp, and for no reason, the swamp is causing her to take her clothes off. Like, oh, I can't fucking deal with this swamp. And she's just fucking stripping down. So then Jamie Lannister's like, let me help you. And he picks her up, and he's just carrying her and stuff. And then she like talks a little bit of shit to her, and he's like, drops her
in
back
the mud.
In the swamp.
Oh, that's rad.
Like, fuck off.
Wow. Awesome. You know, it's great when movies establish good values.
Check it out.
Yeah, like. Power.
Great movie.
Master and servant.
I have not seen any new movies, but I was talking to people. I was like, I really want, like, I love the Twilight Zone. I love, like, just individual stories that are kind of campy and fun or whatever. And they said, you should watch Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, okay. Is that different stories? Yeah, different story every time, and it's like sci-fi. Oh, fucking! Yeah,
that's what I've heard too.
Yeah, and I've watched a couple episodes. That show is so fucking depressing. That was not what I was looking for.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, no,
that's
I wanted
my
like,
kind of show.
Fun,
I guess
no. Can't be fun little sci-fi
it's cool,
show.
It's cool. It's serialized sci-fi, not serialized. I'm sorry. What do they call it? Like, what's the name of that type of show? I'm blanking out on it.
Anthology.
Yeah,
I like that it's standalone sci-fi stories.
Yeah, yes, and I will say, like,
but it's
the
dark.
Production is fucking through the roof. Like, they really create these worlds, and it's you buy all of it. But it's so fucking sad.
It's got a nihilistic output on.
I've watched two episodes, and it's like I just want to fucking kill myself. This is such a fucking bummer.
I feel like it's a very hit or miss series. Some episodes are really enjoyable, and others are like, okay.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first episodes. The first episode especially was such a fucking bummer and like so
I watched them out of order because
I watched
season
them out of
three
order
first.
Too.
Okay, well this is the one where the prime minister the princess gets kidnapped and the prime minister has to figure out how to get her back.
And the terrorists want him to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so. It is like by the end, it's like I just feel dirty, I need a shower, and I'm sad. I'm like this is so
well, you know, here's something to think about.
Okay.
What if an inauguration is like an episode of Black Mirror?
Russia made
you ever
a
think
hack.
About that? It's like we're in, and you know, it's like it if an Idiocracy is a documentary.
Oh, House of Cards, based on a
crazy
true story.
Something to think about.
Anyways, Gods of Egypt, so good. Highly recommended.
And Black Mirror, if you want to get bummed out, watch that.
I keep watching. It's not as bad as like Requiem for a Dream.
I felt like it was like Requiem for a Dream. By the end,
some of them
like,
are different.
I feel like maybe. But that first one, I was like, this is like reminding me of that where it's like I'm just fucking depressed.
My favorite episode, honestly, was one that wasn't so far out in the future. and it was like anonymous kind of taking down.
Okay.
Bad people.
I do think the idea is cool, though.
There's an episode of Black Mirror I saw. You probably haven't seen it yet, but this guy, hackers hacked into this guy's webcam and recorded him masturbating.
Okay. This is the one I'm talking about.
And then they...
This is my favorite episode.
That was a panel we went to at Tyocon.
And then they blackmail him to do all this,
make
like,
him do stuff.
Illegal shit.
Yeah, hey, Sean, you want to watch that?
I mean...
You want to watch
the Twilight Zone.
And what I was thinking the whole time was, like... Release the fucking pictures. If I'm in that situation, show the world. What do you expect me to say?
Hey, like,
I jerked off to porn. Now the whole fucking world knows.
Yeah, I'd be like, release them. If you really want to look at that, good fucking luck to you,
buddy.
Hit
the fucking web. I guess that just revealed something about myself. I realized I'm the kind of person that this shit would not work on whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's how I got when I got older, you know, like about like the bathroom and stuff. Like, you know, that one guy at Konami's building tried to barge into my stall. I realized I was an adult, because when I was a kid, I would have been, oh, no, no.
He's going to see
my
dick.
I was shitting and looking at my phone, and that guy's trying to get open the door because he doesn't know I'm in here. And I'm like, you're about to see something. And this Japanese man in a suit and a briefcase looked like he saw the horrific car wreck. Just, and I was just like, Sup,
bro?
I mean, you're scarred, not me. I saw you, and it was funny. You saw me, and you didn't eat for a long time.
I forgot to lock the door in the bathroom at work.
Oh, yeah.
Someone came in, because I was, you know, taking up the handicap stall, spreading out.
I had a teacher in high school walk in on me taking a shit once.
The door's so far away.
Because I
had... It's embarrassing,
I was gone from class for too long, so the teacher came looking for me.
Oh, fuck. What?
Fuck.
He left his class.
I was taking a dump.
Hey, I don't know. I think I mentioned this before, but the thing that is still a hanging thread mystery in my life, hanging turd mystery.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. Would be when I worked at Blockbuster... And the new iPod just came out. The brand new iPod. That thing didn't leave my side. You know, back then it was like, whoa, an iPod.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had the version 2 iPod. That was fucking like, whoa, it has touch buttons. Like, touch, you know, like, touch
like
sensitive.
Click wheel.
Whoa. And so I kept playing music, and I even went to the bathroom, and I was still listening. And I went in there and did all my stuff, still listening to whatever I was listening to. NERD or whatever I was into. Probably Real Big Fucking Fish. Anyway, at that time, or the Matrix soundtrack. And I just remember listening to all that blaring, and then I walked out, and a customer was like, again, man, I just gotta say, like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what the door led to or what. I'm just sorry. And he walked away. And I'm assuming he walked in while I was in the bathroom.
And didn't realize.
And didn't realize. I was like, man, I was just in my own little world, I guess. But, yeah.
Playing on your iPod.
Yeah.
Somebody came into your world.
Making some playlists. And, you know.
Yeah, homeboy
Real
opened
Big
the...
Fish Matrix. Real Big Fish
door
Matrix.
Door went swinging open, and I was just sitting there on my phone like, oh, I forgot to lock it.
I went to Chili's yesterday.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
You had to.
Yeah.
That's all.
Immediately, you run to the bathroom afterwards. I hear you.
No, so I went to the bathroom, and the stall in Chili's had a latch on it. Mm. So the wall, here's the wall, and the latch goes like this, so you can't open the door outward.
Yeah.
You could still push the door in.
Oh, no!
What
is the fucking point of that latch at Chili's? Yeah, so I have to, like, sit. I was peeing.
Yeah.
I go into the stall to pee.
I'm one
of those guys.
I'm with you there.
But
I was just imagining
if you're taking a shit, what are you supposed to like hold on to the door for dear life? Jesus, Chili's. Give the man some fucking privacy.
How about when the latch comes open?
To piss? I've always been that way. And then in the past 2 years, I went, fuck it. Look at my dick. I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
Oh,
it's that same thing I was just talking about. That I just stopped caring. If you want to look, go ahead and look. It's your problem.
I'm used to, like,
when I was a kid,
I used to, like, you know, go to Padre games, and they just had the trough
Fuck the trough.
And I was used to the trough. That even now, it's like, oh,
you know what?
I get stage fright.
You know,
I'll
be honest.
I'll be standing there for 10 minutes.
It's out of my control. If I could pee in a urinal, I would. I go up, I unzip, and I stand there.
20 minutes.
Fucking dick in my hand.
Performance anxiety.
And nothing comes out.
And that used to happen to me, too. And then it stopped.
I get in my head about, like, even if I'm in the bathroom by myself, And here's, I'm going, any second someone's going to come in. Any second someone's going to come in. Yeah, oh, someone's going to open the fucking door. Yeah. And then I go, just going to the stall.
Do you ever get this where it's like you try it, but if it doesn't happen within the first 30 seconds, it's a problem because then it's, well, I'm just standing here like an idiot for minutes on end, not pissing. And the other people in the stall are probably thinking like, what the fuck's this guy doing? I don't even hear any piss
coming
out.
It's the bane
out.
Of my
is
existence.
Is he just fucking, is he just fucking standing there?
Yeah, he's fucking pissing.
No, yeah. Drink it off in there.
Yeah. And then you get... You get all
is
fucked guy, up in the head.
Is he inspecting his fucking dick right now?
Is he looking at other dicks?
This guy got fucking herpes attack going on.
But I really had that realization, though, is that I had that problem, and then I went, how many dicks am I concentrating on right now? Anybody else's that isn't peeing? No, you're only focusing on yourself. So no, everyone else.
Yeah, but
is
there's
the
weirdos
thing.
That go
no,
hang out the bathroom.
No, I got the problem. Focusing
yeah,
on
yeah, they're just hanging out in the bathroom. Yeah. They don't piss in the urinal.
Because they go fucking into the stall, Eric.
They do, Eric. I'm not happy about it. Fucking Jeffrey Dahmer murders people. And so there's weird people out there. Not everyone's a serial killer, but sometimes the guy in the bathroom not doing anything is listening to whether you're pissing or not, and he's fucking judging you.
Hey, that's a category on gay porn sites is. Hidden camera, big dicks at the urinal.
Oh,
what
man.
The fuck?
Don't tell
I,
me
first
that.
Off, I swear
How
to God.
How don't tell
How
me
do
that?
You know this?
Because I listened to a podcast that was looking up weird porno stuff.
Big dicks at the urinal,
yeah.
Hidden cameras.
Shouts out to the Bone Zone.
Hey, honestly. Hey, yeah, you really want to look at that? Go ahead.
Somebody in the chat says, I got over this shit. Who fucking cares? I wish I could get over. I'm a victim here.
Can you? It's fucking.
I don't want that.
Hey, going to cons.
Problem.
Here's the problem. We go to cons.
I was born this way.
I was at TayuCon and I have to go take a whiz, but yeah. I go into the bathroom. There was like two girls in the fucking men's room doing cosplay fucking touch-ups.
Okay.
What Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
And you got to piss with your problem,
yeah, and
which they have no concept
no.
of.
And I, you know what? Anyone could go into any bathroom now, especially at a fucking anime
yeah,
con.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a fuck, but I am
–
No,
but I can't piss at the urinal now.
The bathroom is a place where you go in to piss privately and you don't want – girls in there doing cosplay.
No.
That's a good point. I've never cared about the restroom shit. Going yeah. to any restroom, but I never thought about the anxiety of I gotta drop a, you know, either piss or drop a fat one, and and this girl, you know, I've been crushing on yep. is right there. What's she gonna think? She's gonna go, oh, I didn't know you're dropping logs like that. Or
dude,
or,
these girls'
or
voices were
my,
like underage.
Or she
too,
hears I mean. My stream and she's like, that's it.
That's a
you know, like I thought you were packing thunder.
Hey, somebody in the chat. Lucid Dreamers called out, Derek, what happened to you as a kid that made you scared of peeing at the urinal?
Uh-oh.
I think it's those troughs.
Dr. Drew always says that. What happened to your childhood?
So when I was 6 years old, okay. I did go to Seaport Village with my family. Seaport Village is a tourist attraction yeah. here in San Diego. And it was a fucking great day for a six-year-old. They had face painters that day. And I got a painting of a cobra on my cheek.
Nice.
I'll never forget. How fucking proud I was as a six-year-old. They were like, you need anything? I was like, I want the cobra. Sick. I put the cobra on my cheek. About an hour later, I got that tingle. I got to go pee.
Right.
And they send me into the bathroom by myself as a little six-year-old.
It's rough.
Don't worry. It's not going where you think it's going.
Okay.
But the bathroom was filled. And you know how bathrooms have all the urinals in a line, and then at the end, there's the short urinal?
Yes.
For the little kid.
Yes.
I was at the age where I had to use the little
of
kid
course.
Urinal.
Yeah.
But there was sure. another kid already using it. And the only urinal available. So let me set the stage. I'm 6 years old. I got my badass cobra face paint, and it's a wall of grown men,
right.
and one kid using the little kid urinal, and right in the middle of the room is an empty urinal, and I go up there. And it's so high, I have to stand on my fucking tippy toes trying to get my cobra over the edge of this thing.
Right.
Trying to fucking, and I'm trying to manage all this stuff. And like my, I'm trying to make my pants from falling down. I'm on my tippy toes. And
right.
I'm just like, let's do it. And that was the first time where I was like, just pee. Just get this. This is so uncomfortable. Just get it over with.
But your muscles are all tense because you're standing
exactly.
on your tippy toes.
And I probably stood there for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Maybe fucking 30 minutes. I was a kid. It felt like forever. And eventually I just started crying.
Oh, no.
I started
you
crying.
You know?
Because I was so embarrassed. And all these things where I was like, nobody cares. Why are you getting so embarrassed? Because I immediately go back to being in that instant, feeling all that embarrassment.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I had to pee so bad and I couldn't. So I pull my, which is the worst feeling when you have to pee and you pull your pants up and you still really have to pee. And it's like, what do I do with my life?
You just pretend like you got it.
You know what? You realize when, like.
And can I just finish?
Yeah.
I walked out and my whole family saw me crying. And they're like,
Derek, what's wrong? And I was too embarrassed to tell them what happened.
Oh, no.
And you... So, and I felt dumb, so I wiped off the cobra, and I just remember being a kid, just being, I feel so stupid, and I got this pain on my, fuck this. And my whole family was like, no, why are you wiping off the cobra? And I never told them.
Oh, my God.
And now I just, now I just need to, go into the stall when I pee. Now, yeah?
If there are urinals all in use and the only one not in use is the short one.
Uh-huh.
Like now as an adult,
yeah.
I do not use it.
Can't use
ever.
It.
Ever? No. Just because I'm afraid some kid is going to come in and need to piss, and I'm going to be the guy at the little urinal.
Right.
So out of respect, 100% of the time, I never, ever use the short urinal.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
I'll use the short one.
There is work, a, the only one I was at the airport recently, and I was peeing at the urinal. And then there was three stalls, one handicap stall, and there was a guy taking the longest shit in the handicap stall, and there was a guy in a wheelchair just waiting and waiting and waiting.
That's
finally,
you know, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
Finally, the guy is done at this moment, and he opens up the door and sees that guy, and it looks like he got hit by a train. Just,
fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. It was the most uncomfortable situation.
So that's an entirely real story. I embellish. I make it sound more sad in the retelling. But now I have this problem. It's not a real problem.
You use...
But it's seriously... It's interesting because it's a psychological thing that I recognize. Like, this is so irrational. And this is all stemmed from a very, very finite event that I can pinpoint.
Freud's boy
And I can recognize everything that happened in that moment and how it doesn't really matter. But... I just can't overcome
the same way.
Can you pee outside?
I can't remember my event.
So I can pee outside, but I need basically guaranteed privacy. So I will just walk until I am confident that I am alone. And then I have no problem.
Yeah.
And people have asked in the chat, what if you're drunk? It's a lot easier if I'm drunk.
I can
get away. Yeah, liquid courage.
Plus, when you're drunk and you pee, you really have to pee.
Yeah.
It's like, break that's no joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember whatever traumatic thing. I do remember the troughs at, there used to be a nearby racetrack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
I don't know if I would do that.
And the troughs, I remember having to go, I just always remember it being so uncomfortable being so nervous that I would rather go into a stall.
I see that.
Mark will be in the chat.
Somebody suggests I need to get a cobra painted on my face now and enter the restroom and go face my face.
Luke in the cave.
That should be an upcoming podcast where we go to the park like restroom.
But you know what's going to happen, you guys? You're going to paint the cobra on my face. You're going to send me to the bathroom. About 20 minutes later, I'm going to come out crying fucking with makeup all over my hands. Fuck it.
I'll bring my makeup next week.
Fuck it.
Let's do it.
We'll film you peeing.
Can't think that way.
But then, like, I'm not that nervous because I filmed myself peeing for that version 3 behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're in control of that. Yeah.
And it's in a bathroom.
I'm in your nice parents' bathroom.
My worst fear in life is that I someday am sent to prison for, like, a crime I did. Shawshank Redemption.
You got to
get shit right there.
Those toilets are just – they're in the middle of a room with 20 criminals.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
professional
fuck.
Murderers.
Pros.
You know, I'm worried just in a regular bathroom. Now imagine
and
fucking
when are you
prison.
Most vulnerable? When you're shitting.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Or when your back is turned trying to squeeze out a drop of piss and you're fucking there for half an hour.
Ah.
Yeah.
Awful.
Because you're too nervous.
I do remember peeing in the trough and then like there's been a huge dicks right next to my face. I was so little.
See, I do not remember seeing dicks.
I remember fucking hating that.
I do not
remember.
I remember
wanting to just run and slip and slide that trough. So hard.
Hey, Rocco, we can do that next week too.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We should
do.
You
won't pay the space of the cobra. You can slip and slide.
On location podcast.
Where was the last time you saw a trough?
Kansas City.
I saw one in Mexico. It was about the worst trough I ever saw.
At least I'm in Missouri about 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mexicali.
Yeah. I think I walked out of that one. I think I went,
That trough was in the middle of the room. Some troughs are against the wall. This
so you could
middle.
Get on both sides?
Yeah, so dude,
oh my God.
And they make it rain.
That's beyond.
Whoa.
Holy
hey,
shit.
Anyone who's lining up like opposite of somebody else?
Looking in the eyes?
That's fucked up.
Hey.
Jesus.
I'm fine with peeing anywhere. I don't know if I can do that one.
I don't know if I can
go
do
outside
that.
That's pretty,
the
parking that's pretty extreme.
Lot. In between two cars.
You can fit more people in the bathroom that way.
Yeah.
I had to. I was telling you, the last time I pissed outside, like out in just essentially public.
We've had to do that, like keep
sometimes
an eye out.
Sometimes it's an imaginary. Yeah,
guys get lucky. With
was
it.
After Sean's wedding. Mm. That whole day was great. Had a great time, and then it was like, all right, leaving. Oh man, it's a long way back, and oh, my car's over here. The bus had to take us back.
Right.
And it was like, I'm out in the middle. Oh my God, I have to piss so bad. And there were so many people getting dropped off at their cars, but it was like, I'm not going to make it anywhere else.
So I had to go into
there was like a foresty area in front of us. And I had to go out there and I was like, all right, yeah, look out. Just watch, guard this forest.
Yeah. We've been in parking lots before where I've been like, oh, keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
stand at the end of this car. I'm going to go over here and try not to splash my shoes. But that's dodgy because it's also, man, if you get popped, you're put on like a sex offender list for that.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Pissing in public is a real issue.
Which is
for the right reason.
Unfair. No, seriously. Well, you're not a sex offender if you're just peeing
taking
in
a
public.
Piss?
Yeah.
You're a sex offender if you're a sex offender.
Yeah, it's true. It's to prevent pissing in public, which I get, but you know how many homeless people would be sex offenders?
Criminalize pissing in public then.
Yeah.
Do a pissing in public registry. And make sure those guys don't live within 10 miles of a fire hydrant or whatever.
They get you with that indecent exposure charge.
Yeah, that's not good. Mm-mm, but not. The forest didn't report me. Yeah. So I was okay. It was like
on grass. If you're in dirt or grass, it should be no.
You should get a wilderness pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, you're wilderness? Yeah, I wasn't in the city.
I fucked up and had to go like straight concrete.
Have you ever? All right, nice
that sucks.
I'm all right. Sure people in nice hotel rooms.
Other end of the spectrum. Have you ever pissed in a place where you thought like, oh man, I'm fucking
you're fucking it up?
Yeah.
Like, one time, oh, I should not be pissing here.
One time I went to a party and was kicked out of the party.
What?
Well, I not just me, but people, but everyone was kicked out of the party, and so I really had to pee.
Wait, what happened at the party? Back it up. Is this part of the finger bang story?
No, no, no. There was a girl that was at the party who hated one of the guys was at the party with, and got in a fight. Ooh. And like the guy started yelling at the girl, and the girl started yelling at the guy, and then the girl shoved the guy into this thing and knocked all his bottles. Sick. So then they told all us to leave. I didn't really care. It wasn't my friend's party anyways.
Young thugs.
So, but anyways, I had to pee. I was waiting for a ride. So I just, savage. In the middle of the street, like right in like the yellow lines, I just peed.
Well, that's fine. Oh, that's a street.
Yeah.
Just gets on some car tires.
I wanted to just try it out.
One time in Seattle, Eric and I got drunk and we got lost on the way back to the hotel.
We overshot the street by 6 blocks.
Dude, had to pee so bad. We were like fucking fucking lost.
Yeah.
Downtown, no bathrooms in sight, and we were just like at some bank with that had these huge pillars in front, and I was like, well, I can just be completely hidden behind this
pillar. Yeah, stand behind a pillar.
Just pissed all over the front
all
of that bank.
Bank entrance.
Sorry, that's embarrassing. I shouldn't kind of, say that. But.
See, I've done some underground parking structures, which I feel like, God, that's just going to smell in that corner.
Yeah, I've done that.
Been there,
yeah.
But...
done that.
I'm trying to think the worst.
I peed on the front doorstep of a bank.
Yeah.
Which, you know, 1%ers, fuck them.
I was on my way to meet it was this girl, and the whole day was such a clusterfuck leading up to that, but I had to piss through all of it, and it was like, oh my God, I never had the opportunity. Everything was fucking closed.
Yeah.
That I pissed on the side of some stranger's house.
Oh fuck.
So it was I was just gonna hide.
That's the worst.
It was right around their house. So they probably
guys always
probably
have to
nothing.
Piss onto a surface too. What?
It was probably
it
where their dogs pissed anyway.
To keep the splash down.
One time I was Jonathan and I
this is the best podcast.
It is. I got
we're
a good...
way over, but whatever. Jonathan and I we're going
right,
to.
So you are naming people.
We're going to a Padre game, but his wife Jenny was in a play machine, all these empty beer cans. I'm like, well, let's. She was jumping down the thing. I'm like, no, don't dump them. We'll drink them before the Padre game. So we drank like so many beers and then got on the trolley, and I had to pee so fucking bad. I'm like, Jonathan, I can't make it to the downtown. I gotta get off right here. So I got off the next stop, and then I ran to this building, and the door was locked. I'm like, I'm just gonna pee on the building, whatever. And I start to almost pee, and I look up, and it's a church. And then the minister comes out.
The rabbi.
The rabbi comes out and looks at me. My dick's out in my hands.
No!
And he goes, do you want to use the bathroom? It's like, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I do. So I use the church bathroom.
Great.
But like, I was totally caught by him.
Embarrassed.
Great.
Yeah.
I found this life hack.
Guardian
write
angel.
This down.
Yeah,
do we have life hack theme? Thank you. That was deserved.
You're pissing at a bank in Seattle, if somebody catches you.
Yeah.
My favorite, you usage of a dumpster corral. You know, like a big, like outdoor strip mall type dumpster corral. It's usually in the parking lot. Sure, it's built out of bricks. They've got some nice gates to keep the dumpsters in.
Yeah.
I go in there, especially at night. You just got to make sure there's no like homeless guy sleeping out in the back.
Uh-huh.
You just, you know, post up, piss between the two dumpsters, and then you walk out like you were just throwing something away. Get back in your car. Okay. And that's like my favorite mobile, like on my drive to LA, like pull over. Dumpster corral. It's already nasty back there. There's like bacon grease.
This is a video that the Chargers were, this is years ago, but they're talking about the kicker and the camera finds the kicker and he's peeing on the field.
Oh, shit.
But he's going like this, like kneeling.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, and he's just kind of peeing.
He's just pulling down his fucking uniform.
He's like on the field, they caught him on TV. It's great.
Hey, when you got to go, you got to go.
Got to go. Anyways, we are over time.
Let's talk about PAX South real quick.
Real quick.
Okay.
What is
real
say?
Quick. Great shit story. Before we get
to that. Okay.
No,
before
I'm
just kidding. Who's in the scat?
Who's in the scat? Anybody? Oh, everyone's leaving?
Y'all are too fucking weird for me.
Too weird for me. Hey, Mega 64 will have a booth at PAX South this coming weekend, the 27th through the 29th in Texas. It's going to be a special event. Listen, Kevin and Frank are going to be there.
Nice.
They're going to be running the booth for us. They're going to bring all the items you want. We got all our usual merchandise plus exclusives. We got, you know, if you never got an Experiment Elite shirt, that maroon shirt, you know, that or red, whatever, that's going to be there. You know, any of our usual merchandise. We have a con exclusive Blu-ray you can pick up at the booth. The will be there. We'll have all these kind of exclusive rare stuff and favorites. However, there's one exclusive that I want to show because here's what we're going to do. We're going to do an experiment. A year ago, the exclusive poster that we had at PAX South was the Hacks poster. It was for a fake hacker convention that we made up.
Right. Or was it fake?
Who knows? Mm. The problem was that we brought it to that con and everyone there, I mean, Kevin was there. He could tell this better than me, but the public at this con, they thought it was a real event. People kept going to the booth going, whoa, when's that? No, it's a joke. Law enforcement came by and went,
cybersecurity.
You got any info on that? It's fake. It's not real. So we ended
up. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it ended up actually.
That's crazy.
It kind of flopped at that convention, to be honest, because people were confused by it. The people watching now, you're on the inside. You guys understood it, obviously. I mean, it's not hard to understand. So the hardcore bought it, but Joe Public,
they didn't recognize Rocco, Derek, and Sean on the poster.
However, that poster went on to be a real hit for us online later because people all shared the image and like posted it and it just became, it kind of became legendary for us. So here's what we're going to do. Guess what? Our new PAX South exclusive poster Hacks 2.0.
Oh,
that's right.
Shit.
The new, it's a new Hacker Expo. We're doing another poster.
And annual.
And there it is. It's available. Our booth is 9010. We're at booth 9010 at PAX South. Pick up that poster and all the other merchandise.
Like Ron Perlman.
But that poster will be available at PAX. And that now that we have made that, the last poster is more popular.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to see, do people fall for it again?
Yeah.
Or will it be a hit off the popularity of the last one?
Who knows?
Now we'll find out.
Dude, eventually you're going to have to do game days and a Hacks convention.
Yeah, maybe we'll combine them.
Oh,
yeah.
Hacks day one, day two.
Exactly. So the Hacks 2.0 poster, that will be at PAX South. And so we're going to report. When Kevin comes back from PAX South, we're going to do a report on what happened this time. Do people not understand numbers. Or people like it? So anyway, come to PAX South, pick up some stuff at the booth. They'll be happy to see you.
Yeah,
stocks are up.
Yeah, let's open her up.
Let's open up the Universal Yolks. Well,
thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
No, we're all done.
All this piss talk. I got
Indonesia is the theme of this one. Whoa! Got a bunch of food. Oh, we got Indonesian Cheetos.
Whoa.
Cheese-nonesia.
Rasa Bambu Jaguar Bakar Roasted Corn Flavor.
My favorite.
Cheetos.
Oh, look at that Cheetos.
Open those up.
Yeah, I want those.
We got.
Oh, it's themed after Ice Age.
Tic Tac Snack.
Ice Age themed.
Tic Tac Snack.
Whatever that is. What is this? I love these names. Kakeng Shanghai.
What? It's what?
Dua Kalinki Rasa original taste. I'm just reading what the bag fucking says, everybody. Anyone want to open that? Ooh, Eric, you're not gonna get you can't get enough of these in your mouth. Haha. Balls.
Whoa!
They finally in
got the balls duck on.
In Indonesia, they got the balls duck. Balls of the duck for you.
These Cheetos,
these look good. We got ginger biscuits.
Yeah, that's
Indonesian cookies. Momoji, Jaguan Bakar, Pasty Moau, Moau, Lagi, whatever the fuck that is. We're going to open it up, try it. Actually, you want to open that up? See what that is, actually.
These Cheetos taste like I've been poisoned.
Oh, let me try a poison Cheeto. They don't look like Cheetos.
They don't
because I want to end it so I can sit there and eat all these snacks.
What?
What?
Oh, God. That is weird. All right. It doesn't taste like a Cheeto.
But that's what I like about Universal Yums.
It's not bad.
Try it all.
It's not bad. It's weird.
But that's what I mean. It's not even bad. I've been poisoned.
I like interesting new things. What do we got?
Oh, this sounds good.
Here, have a Jajong Bakar.
Jajong.
Choco Banana Deca Crepes.
Momoji.
And a bunch of little stuff that we're going to open this up on the after show. Stick around if you want to see us dig into this. Go to universalyums.com/mega64.
And you can, if you subscribe to this, you get a bunch of weird ass food every month.
Dude, Jagar. All
right, now we're done.
Yeah. Now we can end it. Now do a big finish, real quick.
Good night.
Big finish. Oh, come on.